All right, how should we open? Yeah, okay. Rosa Ech Palaf Nisan Vyar.
I didn't know that. I lost me to cost my work.
Carrying out in New York City.
No, New York City's first.
All right, Rosa Aleph Nisan B'Yom. So let's say a woman sees on Aleph Nisan B'Yom. Okay, you got a whole cup over here. B'chayde shal ha'achar of hizchila niris delel Aleph Iyor. Then the next month, she sees Aleph Iyor, but at night. So meaning she saw Nisan during the day, Aleph Nisan during the day, and the next month she saw Aleph Iyor at night. Right? And obviously, her Riyah went into the next day. And probably days after that too. Like Nekar HaVest, Mashik Dima Riyah, Lira Tvayna Salayla. It's not Nekar the vest that she saw it earlier.
What's best in the Nekar?
Stay in the Vest HaChadosh? We're talking about Vest
HaChadosh
now, right?
That's not Vest HaChadosh, just Vest
HaChadosh. What do you say with a Vest HaChadosh, how you uproot it? So let's say she sees Aleph. Next one she sees Beis, so maybe let's get it goes Nekar, right? Now let's say she sees Aleph. Yoim. And then the next one she sees Aleph Laila. Right? So Lamai says 2 months in a row she saw Aleph Yoim. On the same day. I mean, obviously, same day, Aleph, right?
Same name.
But the difference is the first month, the Riyah started on Aleph Yom. Second month, the Riyah was continued onto Aleph Yom. Right? So it's not Nekar. And I'm Melo. B'chayde Shabbat, meaning on Sivan, it's Rish Alokhish, Bein B'yayim, Uvein B'layla, then you have to be Chayshish for the entire Aleph. Aleph, Laila, because of the Shredish Nisan, and Aleph Yom. Sorry, Aleph Yoim because of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Aleph Laila and Yoim because of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Right?
So is that the 2 months, right?
What do you mean?
How does this begin? You said one Nisan a year, then Thomas is Sivan a year.
Sivan is the full day. You're going to have to separate Sivan the full day. You following this?
Yeah, what happens
though, even though it's only once and once.
What happens if Nisan, if Nisan she saw Laila, Aleph Laila. When Iyar came, she saw Lama Nisan day. And then it's a Hemshech into Laila of Aleph.
Same thing.
So, you need a whole
North step. Okay, keep going. So let's see the next sentence. That's the Chenim Ross of Beis Nisan. Same thing would be if she saw on the second day of Nisan. Because the Shalachar of Ross of Aleph Iyar. And then the next month she saw an Aleph Yor. The Nimshach HaRiyah to the Beis Yor. And the Yor got extended into Beis. Right? Three Chalofah's name Aleph Ulu Yom Beis. Shechad the Sivan.
Why?
You never
why?
Because that.
When reason we don't teach this, try teaching this to a Chazan.
I could have tried.
A Chazan doesn't know a period from a comma. Right?
Yeah.
So Mamela, you're going to start teaching this.
I heard that joke last week.
I'm saying, yeah. I should say an apostrophe.
No one in apostrophe.
Question mark.
Anyways.
Very
cool. Yeah, so it's too complicated to teach, really. Sharia Aleph Iyar lo yokra es Riyas Beis Nisan. Riyah of Aleph Iyar will not be Oikar Beis Nisan.
She has to hope she gets the Riyah after the Vest HaChodesh. If she gets it any time before, then...
Right, that's what the condition of her best is really.
Once she has 25 days,
proper
she has up within a flood of 25 days.
Okay, we're not talking about a flood now.
No, but I'm saying if she doesn't have a flood of 25 days, and that she started bleeding on Chafhei, that means she's going to go into it. There's going to be a hamshach.
There is a 5-day electrical, though.
I mean, not necessarily 5 days, I don't want she's bleeding
through
hey. That's a long hamshach.
But if you see, because you're going to see through.
definite result is.
Right?
Well,
of course, they're saying source of Aleph, right? Then it's going to be 2 days off, so you have the 5 days.
You get to
the fine,
right?
No, what?
The second time is five. You have 5 days that's going to go overlap with the first month.
Basically what we're saying is if the second month she got her period on any day before the previous month, then you're going to have to keep 2 months in a row.
You can have three.
And sometimes you might even have to keep three, sometimes five.
The only way to get out of it is she doesn't start to see.
The only way out is once she passes all the days.
Meaning she
passes all the days,
she only starts 1 day.
Now, if it's 3 days, you can do the whole 3 days and just do that.
You have to keep the whole glue on it.
But no, you. We're saying here you have to do elephant days, you have to hold elephant days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say it were the day before that, because the day in between.
No, you don't have to use the day in between. You mean, let's say she sees on Gimel and the next month on Aleph?
Yeah. Well, she's going to be on Aleph. She's going to be
on Gimel. No, you don't have to keep base.
Why not?
Just be Aleph and
Gimel. She has to keep base.
I mean, she doesn't see it all on base. She got to create on Aleph.
She got to
create
on Gimel. One month, she got
to create on Aleph. Gimel,
Aleph, Gimel.
Good. But what's that base year? She wasn't still bleeding from Aleph?
She was.
She
was.
So there's an action up there. So
for what? We don't go with
some people.
We have
problems.
We don't. There are Rishonim who you have to separate all the days that the period left.
But that's for the Hemshire. Why
don't you erase that from your brain?
Can you pass it that way? Yeah, that's like true shit, yeah.
No, I'm not trying to hold again.
That's why you need to tell the story. We don't
know. Like nowadays, we don't know which blood makes it to an either. Right. You remember the whole question from the beginning?
Yeah,
why
right?
So how do you know that the last blood that she saw on the fifth day was really the Tam Nida?
They hold
everything. You don't know.
They hold that only on a chazaka or for every month? They hold that for only a chazaka or every month?
Every month.
Whatever the month before. So you end up wiping out the woman for she'll be tahar for a day and a half out of the month. I'm saying the woman, you're going to make her tahar for a day and a half out of the month.
What?
So you're going to make the woman tahar for a day and a half, possibly.
Right.
We go back to the case that David was saying.
Yes.
The woman sees and Gimel needs.
No, so what I'm saying, so Hemshich we also, we don't pass it right. You only have to go with the beginning of the Riyah. That's it. That's
what
where we huck.
I don't understand.
The day that the period starts, that's the day you have to separate.
But if there's a Hemshich?
Here, where she saw on the previous month the Haskalah's Riyah started on Beis.
Yeah.
And then the next month there was a Hemshich. So basically what happened was, is that did she go past Beis Nisan without seeing Dam? No, because she was seeing Dam. Granted, it's not from Haskalah. It's from a Hemshech.
Yeah.
But so what? Because the Maisa, in order to, what he's saying, the Shulchan Aruch is that in order to uproot a vest, it has to be blood free. To uproot that vest, you need it to be blood free.
For how long?
But once you see one
time. One time.
Yeah.
Can I ask a side note? Can you.
You have to keep vest as an Eretz Yisrael? Yes.
Can you establish a rest for half of the days of the secular year?
No, we said that last week.
Oh, I should have been here then.
You should have been here. Right here. Right here. And seeing the brackets and all it's above.
So now does it mean we're going to cut through this? Awesome. My haram.
We are in charge for alone to see this. So what was David's case then? David's case was on Gimel.
So Beis is the Hemshech Riyah. Beis is not. Beis was never Haskalah's Riyah.
So what?
The reason why you have to keep Gimel.
There's going to be a Hemshech on Beis.
So what? We don't go with Hemshech.
So
only in this case when she had a vest of Gimel.
Yeah.
She has to be blood free on Gimel in order for it to be Nekar,
right.
Now it's not.
Fine, I understand that. I'm not sure why this is not coming in as well.
Because Beis was always just the Hemshech of the Riyah. It was never
I asked the same question I asked like a month and a half ago. According to the Shulchan Aruch Haran, if she misses that day, why shouldn't she have to keep from then on, or at least do B'dikas from then on?
If he holds so strongly on the day of the vest, if that day passes and she didn't get her period,
so,
so then she, he should be chayshed for every minute.
But there are times when the chacham said on a sugal, not a sugal, that the vest scientifically will come. So if that day passes, you don't have to.
But scientifically, she will get period.
Maybe not. Maybe she's pregnant.
Maybe she's missing.
Maybe she's going to miss this month.
So that's it. That
maybe
one day travel, travel. I don't know why you asked me to shuffle over. No.
Because he seems to be more concerned about the day of the vest.
He just says that it has to be dam free on the vest on this best day. Right? We're following this? Now the belt again doesn't, I'm not really aware of this.
Because
it gets, makes vests very complicated.
Does he care about the spotting?
So the third month is what?
That's considered Dom Free?
Yeah.
If the third month, back to that case where it's Gimel and Olive, right? And then the third month is Beis, it's Dom Free?
No, Olive's gone.
No, Olive's gone.
Yeah, then you'd have to keep Beis and Gimel. Now, there's a whole, the whole Vion and the Puskim is if she sees Beis, and then Olive, Beis. Maybe she's going to be Kaveh Bess according to something like
that. They're going out to Kaveh Bess after 4 months then.
She's going to be Bess,
Aleph, Bess.
No, no, Bess, Aleph.
Then the next one's going to be Kaveh again?
Why is there Kaveh Bess?
You definitely have to keep it up to Shanik, who might actually make it.
Why would I make it Kaveh?
It's along the same concept. I think he'll discuss it, so let's wait for a little while.
That's great. Maybe we'll come with some time with each other, huh?
Chassidim
don't
fast
like that.
Chassidim teachers are just supposed to teach the basic halach.
That's what I'm holding.
Vest aflaga. Okay, that's all on the vest of chodesh. Yeah. Now this is different.
I didn't know.
This is going to be different than what we're going to see in Ois Tesvav, which is a Haflaga Katana after Haflaga Gedol. Complete different, different set of demons. So theoretically, let's say in our case, let's say, hey, Yoshi saw. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, Nisam, she saw. Next one's Aleph Nisam, Aleph Yor. But she probably stopped by Dalit.
Answer that with 5 days.
You
have to do a minimum of 5 days.
No, let's say she stopped
there
for 2.
You can't be with her anyway.
That's different for a different reason.
What do you want to know? You can't be with her anyway.
No, I'm just saying.
Is that not right?
Are they uprooted?
No, that month, no.
But she's...
That month, no.
I mean, that
when's that 5th day?
You still need to keep hay.
You're right.
You still need to keep hay.
You need to. The following month, though, hay is gone.
So it's a matter of seeing.
Seeing. Mama's seeing. Yeah.
What?
Would have heard of
that? No?
Probably not. No, you're going to have to separate that hay from the previous month. You follow what I'm saying? It's confusing.
The only way you get to get rid
of years to
keep
the Nakamina of... No.
Only cooks on it. Only cooks on it.
In 10 minutes.
I know. The only way I used to bang my head in fire. You understand, in fire, I was talking to Schnitz.
Who?
And Schnitz. And like something, some light bulb went off in my head. Like something that he said, just that's the pshat. Was nothing, no great chiddush. It's just my stupidity. Yeah. Okay. That's the flog. So that's the flog who misper haflogas merchak hayom shvein riyuliyah. That's the separation of days in between. You need to calculate to this interval in the next month too. Keep going. Isha Sharasa. The Fliga Chav Hei Yom Berasa Shu. Then she saw. Then it was 25 days. Then she saw again. Then she Isha Lachavish Chav Hei Yom. So you have a Hafloga of 24 days. 25 days, I'm sorry. Yeah?
Yeah.
The Lachayin Kishu Yavru Oit Chav Hei Yom Meviyasa Achrayna. Once 25 days passes, Asura Mitzad Vesta Hafloga, then she's also Mitzad Vesta Hafloga. Right? And she has this 3 times. Meaning that's 4 periods. And I don't want to make a vesta. Haflaga, Kabul, you need 4 periods. Chayesh needs 3 periods. Right? Kaval Avest, Haflaga, Esrim, B'chamisha, Yom, she needs to be Kareh Avest for Haflaga of 25 days. Right? Now look at that 12 for a minute. I don't know why he writes this, but... She didn't see after the 25th day passed. Bato chashash avest. The focus of the yom. So the chashash of the vest. The 25 days is bato. Ach mikomakon says he loves a line of bainis, but she asked if he's still separated line of bainis, which is the 30th day. She lamriya miriya safra. That's the 30th day from the last year. Chaytiv the lovers of vest chaydish, and she also needs to be chashish for vest chaydish.
This is reminding you, because if she's imagining if you're going to hit 25, then the inabinus is not going to be applicable because she's in her Shishamah.
Why?
Why? Because she just separated on Chabay. So comes Lamed, it's not going to matter. That's what she's also because she's in Eidah.
If she got a period again on Chabay.
I'm saying, that's why.
Like, right, she didn't get a period on Chabay.
But if you're going in a case where you're getting a period on Chabay, Chabay Lafoga, Chabay Lafoga, then so. Then if you don't have on Chafei Aflaga, don't think there's cut the Rennabinus for whatever reason.
But
he's just mentioning it, it doesn't...
Right, well he's going to think he might forget because you're...
Because, yeah, yeah, because you
I don't have anything to say.
Okay, then comes Aflaga of Lama, it doesn't matter, because Aflaga of Lama, you're always... Still, she's coming
anyway. Whatever, okay.
It's not.
Also now, but how do you calculate the Aflaga? This is important, I'm sure Alam all knows, but... still important. You may have Aflaga Shavein real or real. The days of the Aflaga between Riyah and Riyah, Nachshavim, Mitzchilas Riyah, Mitzchilas Riyah. The way you calculate it is from the beginning of the Riyah to the next beginning of the Riyah.
So one day is double counted.
Right. You double count every day. One towards the previous period, one towards the next period. We don't care how many days she actually sees Dam for. Right. Now, who's that again? Oh, that sentence is negative Shulchan Aruch Harav. We just got finished saying you got a whole lot of Shulchan Aruch Harav. In this aspect, we don't say like Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says the way you calculate Haflagas is from the last, whenever she does the Hefsek Tara,
to the first, to when she starts.
So when she gets the period. Which, if you think scientifically, makes sense. Not that he needs Donald Gomer.
That's how long it's not having gone for, yeah.
Because that, the chayra, the new cycle,
that's only if you know what the blood was. If you know what type of dam it is, it doesn't make sense. Because it's dam's other than
that. Yeah, it's an economy, but...
It's the amount,
no.
This is something you can prove
that. If she sees the same, if she sees 5 days, it'll be the same, it'll be the same thing.
Yeah, if she sees,
if she sees four...
And
she goes six, seven. No, the shadows are going to show up. I mean, by doesn't mean what the cessation of the period. Either way, if it's 5 days, it'll be the same thing.
Okay.
If it's four, six, seven, then you're going to have enough to mean on Allah. Now, a guy came over to me a couple of weeks ago and he said he was found the investor's calendar online. And he said, it seems like I'm miscalculating Haflaga. Because they tell me to calculate from the last day of the period.
The new one, the longest one.
Yes, I said it's got to be a Lubavitcher thing.
But they have options. I was going to email it to you because they have options there. You can choose the Lubavitcher or Chafiris. No, no, someone asked me.
No, it is
the
someone asked me the liner saw it, I think. He asked me if you saw it. I said, no, I'll email it to you. It's made by Lubavitcher.
Uh-huh.
Of course it is.
Well, the other one, there's another one, the Vestas.org is just...
Vestas.org, that's what it is.
There's a link to, on the website, there's a link to the regular one.
The non-Lubav one.
Well, this one's a new one, it's fancy.
Okay, but anyways, see, he says at the end, look at the footnote design, the end of footnote design.
Yeah.
And he brings a whole slew of fights to us that we don't go like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Three lines up, he says, V'ayim v'shut ma'ashag. Shakasa Sha'ilam Ainam Naigin Kushokan Aruch Harav, Afsha Dvarim Mislavrim Ma'ay. I don't know.
That only makes sense if you know what type of Dham it is. If you're specific with Dham Zav or something else, then why does that make more sense?
I don't know.
Are you being
correct?
Yeah.
He probably knew. Shakasa Sha'ilam knew what he was dealing with. It's an Ainachanami, but if you're specific.
Who is doing it?
He probably said
you're here.
How's your water there doing over there?
We're getting it, the guy says.
It's a slow cooker.
The roy goes up. You have to know that the minyan, the first days of each riyah are counted. Behind the shiur of the Aleph Nisan, of the Chafei Nisan, she sees on the first of Nisan and Chafei Nisan, and because you count the vestas, meaning as opposed to you thinking that it's 23. Right? Following that?
No, that means 24. Why do you think 23?
23.
No, you have
counted days in.
No, first day count.
You might think that that best hafloga is the days in between without counting. I'm just saying there's all sorts of things you could think.
Okay.
And the truth be told, that if you calculate it, if you're consistent about it, then it really makes no difference.
Unless she sees 8 days this month and 7 days that month, and
no. But if let's say you say that that flood is 23, and then the next month you calculate the 23 without counting any periods, you're gonna end up with the same thing, right?
Yeah, oh, that means
you're gonna end up with the right flood. You got to do it the wrong way.
Clever person who says not the days,
no, not the Shulchan Aruch. We're saying that the way you calculate vestas is you count the first period day and then the second period day, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say you messed up on that. As long as you're consistent, you're good to go.
Let's say she sees down 5 minutes after Shkia. What day is number one?
Well, what does that have to do with this?
Nothing, I'm asking.
Would you ask the Chassan thing? She sees 5 minutes after Shkia. According to Badi Shulchan, it's considered. No, according to everybody, it's considered a night test.
Yeah, it's considered a night test for day one of that day.
According to the Smash of Badi Shulchan, it's considered day one.
Yeah, that's where it's
you count the day of day one.
Shabbat
Levi says you can't.
I'll fast this tonight, but I'll 5 days.
Yeah. And the same thing with the chashash of the future of the next month, that you have to count that upcoming riyah from the minyan. That minyan, that riyah that you just saw, the gam hayoyim shanu chashim levi minyan yimei aflog, and the day your chashish also gets counted as part of yimei aflog. But the chashash is a yud test iyoshu aflog as chaf hayoyim and chaf hayniza. Right? You have to be chashim yud test iyor. That's our flog of 25 days from Chafin Nisim. And this is Shayyar Mariah Hazois. Nechshav Gam Beminyin Meha Flog HaKadmus HaKadmus Gam Beminyin Meha Flog HaKadmus HaKadmus. Right, that Yayar Mariah goes towards once counted, once towards the previous period, and then once towards the next period. Okay?
Yeah.
Boiling
water.
Have we go up
boiling water. Not boiling yet.
Now this is an interesting halacha that you all probably never heard either. Okay, not to go up close to
you. Just going to say 95% of the stuff
you
have
in
the
room. No,
no, no.
You know
no,
what? Everything
you
wants
know. This, you, know, you should know this one. That'll be more.
This one, obviously. This one is
the guy you know.
Shekhanar Harav one. Shekhanar Harav one, you needed to know. Right, this one, already we don't trust him up. Not to go up close to you. My Imma Chashim is best half logo if he missed for Hayom Shevein Ria Leria. Right? We count it according to the counting of the days between Ria to Ria. Are you the females or are you the name Ria to Ria? There are those that hold that you count it according to the amount of Inus.
It's not Serena. Oh, no, if it's an odd owner, then it's
not. Meaning, what does it mean, Inus? Meaning, every day is counted
two.
Twice. It's a day and a night. Day, night, day, night.
Huh?
It's a big enough
community. It's a whole owner.
It could throw you off by an Inus, and also you could be Kaveya Vet. Without having them all on the same time or the same life. Right, we got finished saying before the Notary Kaveya Ves, all the Rios have to be either on the Yom or on the Lila. According to the one that says you count Inus, it's not true. Follow? So you can see in the day, and then a month later at night, and then a month later in the day, and then a month later at night, and that'll be a Kavut. Right? According to the Ainus. Well, the Dina, my name is Misbar Yom Shabin Real Reeve Elias Misbar Ainus. the Medin, we only count the days, not the Linus. She sees one Riyah during the day, and after 28 days she sees it at night. She needs to be chashish for 28 days to Laila. Yes, do you follow this here? So, Riyah Achas B'Yom. So, Alachar Chofkas Yom, Rasa B'Laila.
But next night, after the days were complete.
Here is the first day of the Haflag, right? You're counting both period days. Right? The first period day was during the day. Second period day was at night.
A night of the same day or the next night after the day? The night before the day or after the
day? Either one, whichever case, whatever it is. If she sees two more times, she's kaveyat haflaga for chafchet belayla. Afal pi shariyah harishayna, shariyata harishayna makviyas ves shal haflaga loy hoysa b'hoysa oyna kama shariyah. It was the first riyah was not in the correct oyna. Shariyah harishayna has to be yayin v'shariyah sahay belayla. Because the first one was during the day and the rest of that night. You hear what he just said? This is something that really nobody knows, and it's Negeya Lemaisa. Again, we said that a vest, in order to be Kaveh HaFloga, they all have to be in the same aina. So a vest HaFloga is not true. If the first period, we don't care if it was during the day or the night. It's the last three that have to be the same. The first one, we don't care. Got it?
Yeah, because that makes sense. It's about the haflaga part. It's not about where it is.
Oh, Nicky man, how you doing?
Wait, hold on. Don't see if it's boiling yet.
It's about the haflaga, that's why.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
It's all about the
Haflaga.
I
gotta edit
that out.
I gotta edit that out now.
Excuse me, I was sick. I have sick.
Are you?
Yeah, my father as well. Thank you.
Well, really?
No.
I did not know that.
Mrs. Gosses, Bobby.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's basically both seen them.
Can I call you a webback?
Webback.
Wait, hold on. This is a big question. Can I pay you? Can I pay you to mow my lawn?
Not that you ask me if I have any hubcaps.
You need a rolling
wheel. I mean, you know my truck.
Can't put your hand in there. You definitely can't put your hand in
there.
Like you want. And it's right in the top of the house. Well, so I'm directing on it. You can't do something.
Down on the hutch. My little truck.
So what's the
trailer?
I don't know what the shot is. You gotta look at it.
Is that where your shot is? So what? More higher.
Why people use it?
People do chazor. Should be fresh. Straight on.
Yeah. Like this?
Yes.
Well, you can't put your hand in the water right now. It's too hot to put your hand in the water.
Last night I drove to Lincoln to a wedding, so I was looking for something to listen to in the car because I had my sister-in-law and my mother and my wife and. I figured I wasn't really part of the conversation anyway, so I might as well, in my earpiece, listen to a shir, which was Givaldic. So I found the one from Rav Hirshel Shechter on official. So he said, a Maaseh Shehoyah, that a prominent rabbi in New York, I don't know what that means, called him when his daughter came home from Mechlala, and she saw him on Shabbos taking food out of the fridge, putting it straight onto the blech. And she told him, you can't do that. That's Chazara. And he's calling Rabbi Shechter to say, what did this new Mishnah and his daughter's coming home from seminary telling me, I went to Rav Soloveitchik's shir and he said, Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. And it's already cooked. So what is she talking about? So Rav Shechter said, it happens to be the Chedesh of Mishnah that even though it's Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, but there's a different din of Chazor. Is there a Chazor? He never heard it.
He said if he would come to your shiur, so I'd pass him in.
Yeah.
Or go to Mechala.
What's the door to Mechala?
Which one's easier?
This one's cheaper.
Yeah. I don't know why you have an issue though. This one, yeah.
For some reason, I have a feeling you're not sending your daughter to the
I hope not. Okay, so you hear what's going on?
Toward you, Jerry.
This is very negative, because if one's wife were to have a Veskuah Flogah, right? And she tells you, look at the calendar, you say, oh, there's four, you need four periods, right? And the first one's Yoim, and then the next three are Laila. Right? Or the first one's Laila, and the next three are Yoim. You say, oh, no, all four of them are not on the same same Yoim, so it's not Kavua. That's incorrect.
How does it happen?
It has come up.
There's a calendar.
You didn't follow this?
Not so
complicated. But yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you. I'll
go.
Now, it seems like this is the way to build Paskins. Okay? So, because of this din, now we're getting into a little lumpus. That's why the Bavi Shulchan holds that you have to keep the place beyond the Ayin Abayin. Did I just throw out so many names?
I know the names. I know what you just said.
The Chumrah of the Ayin Abayin is, right? The Ayin Abayin is 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. The whole Jewish day, not like the Arzuruah, right? So the reason why the Bavi Shulchan is Machmer, because what's Shana Ayin Abayin?
Because that's the most women, because the woman's going to have her periods.
That's when we assume that most women will get on the 30th. Now, Ayin Abayin is a Hafloga or a Chazir?
Hafloga.
Clearly, Hafloga. It's the 30th day. Right? And it's Luchar, this is the beginning of a new Vest Kavua. Well, she doesn't have a Vest Kavua. So this is the first, the 30th would be the first day of a Chashash of her creating a Vest Kavua of Hafloga. In the first month of the Vest Kavua Hafloga, do we care whether she saw a night or during or that during the day?
No, because it didn't start, nothing.
Yeah, only as far as...
Even if she were to see day, night, 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 she's Kaveh.
Well, according to Rabia. Because he's counting
Einus. No, that's not Shulchan Aruch. That's not...
If you're counting Einus, it
makes no meaning if you're not counting Einus. One second, right? Makes no difference what that first day is.
Right?
So then we said that we have to be chayshish for the whole 30th day. Because you don't know what you're coming. We don't care if you're coming off a night or a day. You could be creating a Vest Kavua, whether she sees at night or during the day. So the first 30th day she gets is at night. The next month is going to be the first Hafloga.
Why are we worried about the first month of a Vest Kavua?
Because the 30th day is going to
How many women are going to have a Vest Kavua like this?
Who cares? But that's what we have to be cautious for.
Why your question for something that's probably not going to happen?
How many more times did it happen? The Gemara is not going to happen.
Right now, whenever we do the Vest Kavua,
on day 30,
on
day 30,
but there's a shear that goes on. That's not about one.
The whole day 30, not only
the
12 hour period, not only 10 hour night.
That's what
they see.
Yeah? What's the
Chavrusa?
Chavrusa wasn't there for 9 o'clock. It was for 10 o'clock.
One second, can you tell me the last thing you just said?
Marv happens there. Marv wasn't be 9 o'clock.
The first.
And Marv's 9:10.
The first.
You have to keep the place. Yeah.
The reason why you have to keep the place is because either the night or the day,
you don't
end up being the best.
Time the TV show.
Either the night or the day, end up being the best. Fine.
So what's the svara to then only be the bandits on either the day or the night, because that could be the kaviyas. But by the shulchan tainas, what do you mean? The kaviyas could be whether she sees the day or whether she sees the night.
But not the first one.
I don't understand the whole.
The first. We don't care. We're talking about what happened now.
No, you every time we do Veskula stuff, you say it almost never happens. There's no one in my Veskula. Never happens. Never Veskula. Why is there going to be a chesed for something that's not going to happen? You're chesed for an almost impossibility.
That's what we're chesed. Veskula. We have to be chesed for.
No, Veskula. You're chesed because a woman is going to have a period.
So that's a
woman can go her whole life never have a Veskula.
That's what a bandit is.
No, she's going to have a Veskula on 30 days because there's kaviyas that every she didn't have her period yet this month, right?
Yeah.
She's going to have her period. Why? Because women have periods, right?
Yeah.
So we have to separate.
But it's not going to be a Vest Kavua.
We have to separate at some point.
What's
the
Vest
Shana
Kavua? Vest Shana Kavua is...
It's no, for one month.
The Vest Shana Kavua. A Vest Shana Kavua is the beginning of a Vest Kavua. If it doesn't develop into a Kavua, so then it's called a Vest Shana Kavua.
But that's...
Right? And that's what we're looking to do, create the best kavuah. Because our women don't create kavuah, so everything I'll call for is Hashem kavuah. But of course, what we're looking to do is what would be.
Then you're serving machmir on impossibility, no?
Not a chumrah. That's the way
you're being chayshish for an impossibility.
You keep vestus.
No, but vestus we keep because she's going to have a period.
We keep it because it's not.
I'm saying vestus because we're concerned that that day she's going to have a period because last month that's when she had a period. But to be chayshish for a vest kavua that you know she's not going to have.
It's not your thing when you're being special, that's Shana Kavua. It's shot that it might develop into a Kavua. So you have to look at everything like a Kavua.
But it's not going to. Like, you know it's not going to.
So what? So then don't be special for Vestas at all.
No, no, because.
Why? So then why are you special? Let's say she's Olive. Let's say she's Olive on this month. So why should she be special for Vestas? Olive? You know the chances of it being on Olive are remote.
It's like a sound
bite, you know?
Because
like, you've got
to
have
one part of it. No, because we're like, thinking we have to be special. Perhaps she's going to create a Kavua. Okay, we've got to stop this month.
Yeah. The author is going to check the law.
Well, we saw the
book. Are you going to check the law?
You understand this. That means you understand this.
Can we start again?
So hold it.
Actually have it,
but I tell you, I bring you a whiteboard and you write out a count on there.
That's one for Christmas, but do it again.
Oh, you want to do it again?
Hey, can we do it with a calendar?
Simon, you don't know.